I guess the police were in, at the RCMP knew all that, and the doctors were visit. So these three authorities, they said, okay, maybe it's better to separate. So there was no court session or anything. It was just three people with the power, the priest and the visiting doctor and Indian Affairs with it, and the police will come with it and they say, okay, this man have a problem because there's a story of violence between him and his wife, and the kids were scared. So they said, well, it's better maybe just separate them, live separately. And they're okay. They're still married. And that's one. And the other one is that I saw an elder who has actually experienced that kind of problem, when even when he was an old man. The one who was afraid of the wilderness woman? That one, yeah. That's what his young, when he was a young youth, teenager maybe, before he was 20, he went into this practice, you know, to go for a vision quest, and what he's interested was women. So he formed this woman in the wilderness, you know, that's beautiful and everything, and finally believed that he sees it, and he goes out there and enjoy himself with the lady, you know, wilderness lady. Actually, it's just not real. This is all in his mind. And when he began to have children, when he began to concentrate on Christianity to teach his children, this bug him, and that bothers him. So once in a while, this being, the woman, used to come outside of his house. She says, come now, why don't you come to visit me? So he would go out, maybe go out for sometimes for a day, supposed to be, and he's gone for 3 days. Sometimes 1 week he'll be gone. And his wife got worried, and said, sometimes she doesn't know whether he's live or not. And that's what he was doing. He was just visiting this wilderness person. So that's another example. And I saw this old man who behaved this such funny way, and he has a vision. He says, there she is, there is the wilderness woman. And it was nothing there. These are the things I'm telling you. The priest didn't know that. Even doctors didn't know what that is. So that there were no psychiatric doctors to deal with this thing. They didn't know that. But that has not happened now, because it's already wiped out now, you know, the shaman thing. That practice is gone in reality. The thing that you hear is something else. Whatever it is. So that's my comment about this thing. If you can put that in your head, try to put it in words. I think you got it there a little bit, but you just didn't say exactly what I'm saying. You explain about Baraka's idea and the other priests, and then also you explain a little bit of what the First Nation are. Yes, you went as far as to separate them instead of put them like this, arguing. It's best to do that. Let the priest do his thing in your story. Let him what you understand he's thinking, and let try to explain what was the problem in, you know, confronting these two ideas. Who fell down? What makes them fall? What happened then? What was the problem in the family? These things what the priest didn't see, because they only visit once in a while that time. And recently, just 1960, 55, it stopped. We began to live in the community. So this thing sort of, it's not any open, because we begin to live in the community. You don't see that much. But in the mind of the elders, like me, I believe it was, but I don't practice. And my grandfather would have believed it because he had practiced. Like Toby had to believe that, but he's not practicing. He practiced Christianity. I interviewed him. I said, do you believe that thing works? And he says, sure, he says it has worked. Because his grandfather was one of the power of one. You know, so he knows that. So he believed it did work. So he just lived with the Christianity, just like I do. That doesn't mean they don't know it. They know it. They believe it too. Thing is, to believe and practice is a different thing. You don't have to practice even if you believe something. So it's safer for the safekeeping, for me and for others, to keep your mind intact. You don't jump around. You just remain with one, and it's easier that way. So that's the most I wanted to put into your paper, so you will have that. If you want to revise it a bit, you can do it.
I will.
Yeah. And about John Michel, I think you just have to phone him. I don't think he would mind. I'm very sure he wouldn't mind at all. Because he told me, and if you write it, that's fine. Just say, maybe erase his name. Maybe just say one elder today who's still living, who was taken to the Fort Albany with Father Longoir, saw this happen, and say your story will point to the Father Longoir who is actually applying his cultural belief. And this youngster witnessed this thing. That would be great.